Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Eight fifty-one. Tuesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. That's when I get to speak with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, and she's joining me live on the phone this morning. Good morning, Amber.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you for being with us, and let's talk about some of the pets that are available at the shelter this week. You've got still a pretty full house, don't you?
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, we've got plenty of dogs and cats to choose from.
Got it. Well, let's take a look at some of them that are on the list this week, like Gilligan, who's got a big smile on his face.
Yes, Gilligan is, he's one of my favorites. He's a handful. He's a high-energy dog. He needs an active family. Somebody's going to take him out, run with him, walk with him, play toys with him. He's got a lot of energy to spare, but he needs a good home. He's eager to learn. He's very treat-motivated, so he'd be easy to teach manners too, but you got to come down and meet him, and it's always best to meet him outside of his kennel because he doesn't show very well inside of his kennel because of all that energy he has, but he's ready to go home.
All right, very good. That's Gilligan, available this week at the shelter. And what about Elway?
Yeah, Elway is an 11-month-old shepherd mix, or just waiting to go home to a family where he can, you know, be a part of the family and then curl up on the couch and watch football all weekend long.
I get it. And I see a ball in the picture there, but it's not a football. But I imagine he likes all types of balls.
He likes all types of balls. And he loves to play toys and walk in the park. So you just got to come down and meet him. He does well with other dogs. So he could be an only dog or a new addition.
Very good. That's Elway, who is available this week at the shelter. And next up is Amelia.
Amelia is an adorable 5-month-old tortie. She loves pets. She purrs. Once you start petting her, her motor starts running, and she just purrs away. I'm looking for a new place to call home and go exploring.
There you go. Very good. And following our football theme, we also have Peyton on the list.
I didn't realize that.
Right?
Yep, Peyton's ready to go too. She's a 2-month-old gray cat. She's been in foster for a couple weeks. She was with other cats around dogs, so she'd be accustomed to living in a home with other animals, but she's adorable. You just got to come down and meet her.
That face, right? That face. Just look at that. There you go.
Yeah, we have an amazing foster family that she was with, and they take some amazing pictures.
No kidding. Very good. Well, that is Peyton. And the hours of the shelter this week with the holiday, can you remind us a little bit about that?
We are open 11:30 to 5:30, and we will be closed on Thursday for Thanksgiving. And then we'll be open Friday and Saturday.
Right.
And we are still closed on Sundays. So come down and see us Friday and Saturday and today and tomorrow, and hopefully find a forever animal for your household.
There you go. And we also want to talk a little bit about the calendar project that a lot of volunteers have been working on for the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And it is a 2022 calendar that is being sold as a fundraiser for the shelter. And I know folks are out and about at different locations selling them on in front of stores like Sam's Club and things like that. But then there's also a website that we want to let folks know about as well. And you can find out more, of course, on Facebook. There's a QR code on the screen right now. You can probably point your phone at it and get right there. But a great work, a lot of effort by a lot of volunteers. So we wanted to give them a shout out this morning.
Yes, we at the shelter, you know, I love to say we have an amazing volunteer family, and they are truly amazing. They help so much. And this calendar project helps bring money into the shelter to buy stuff that, you know, that we need desperately. So we have, they will be out, some of our volunteers will be out at Sam's Club this weekend, selling calendars as you walk out, so please stop and buy one. They're $15. All the proceeds go to the shelter and help buy toys and treats and all kinds of goodies for the animals that we care for. So, and it'll be up on the Facebook page for the Farmington Shelter and the City of Farmington website this week. So if you're not out and about, if you're like me and don't want to face the Black Friday crowd, you can go online and buy one.
There you go. Very good. And look at those Facebook pages, and you can get the link to get to that site and order your calendar featuring photos, I should say, of shelter pets, right? And so they've been, and local shelter pets, I should say. So some of the pets we've been featuring this segment will be on the calendar, and a lot of great sponsors also to give shout outs to, including happy to say KSJE to make this all possible and to get more money to the shelter. So a great work by all involved. So we wanted to just spend some time on that this morning. So thank you all very much. And Amber, thank you for being with me as always. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Sky. I appreciate your time as well. And your sponsorship of the shelter from KSJE.
You are welcome. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody at the shelter and to you and your family.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks so much. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is my guest every Tuesday on our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.